Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is one of our branches of the Heaven Bound podcast. And we've talked about our podcast quite a bit. We have a podcast on Wednesday called This Week at Charlestown Road, which kind of looks at the past sermon and looks a little bit ahead. We also have a podcast on Friday, which kind of takes us through different themes of lessons we teach, and we call that Heaven Bound. But on this podcast, we go back and we read one of our jumpstarts from the past. And this is jumpstart number 2231, first written November 26, 2018. Job 38, verse 3. Now gird up your loins like a man, and I'll ask you, and you instruct me. Our verse today is found near the end of the book of Job. God finally speaks. He speaks to Job for the first time in this book. You and I know more about the background than Job was ever told. Job has been struggling with his emotions about God. He has been up and he's been down. His friends continually pull him down and discourage him. After three rounds of speeches, Elihu, a fourth and younger friend, finally jumps into the debate. His speech is nearly five chapters long. No one replies to what he says. It is at this point that God speaks. And what is amazing is what God says and what God doesn't say. First, what God says is a series of questions, a bunch of questions, over 60 that cover creation, weather, nature, and animals. God asks Job, where were you? Where have you been in my life? Can you and do you know? Over and over, God asks Job these questions. God knows, but does Job? God was there, but was Job? God can, but can Job? They cover snow, rain, clouds, and various animals. What God asks about are the visible and the known things of the natural world. God doesn't touch upon things such as DNA, atoms, electricity, black holes in space, genetics. Job would have had no clue about those things. What God quizzes Job about are the things he would have seen on a typical day. Eagles flying in the sky, mountain goats off in the distance feeding, rain, clouds. These make up Job's every day. These numerous questions overwhelm Job. He didn't know the answers. He hadn't thought about those things. Immediately, he is shown that he doesn't run the universe and that he is not God. And these were the simple questions, the great moral questions God never brought up. If Job doesn't know how to answer about mountain goats, how can he truly grasp the concept of human suffering and the providence of God? He was demanding God to answer him, and yet he couldn't explain the everyday simple things of life. There are great questions that you and I cannot answer. Oh, we can pretend to know, but we are neither in the position nor have the character of holiness to answer these questions. Job couldn't answer about the mountain goat, but what about the prayers? Which ones will be answered yes? What about allowing free will, even if it hurts the innocent or blasphemes God's name? Do you allow that or do you limit it? What about those who have never heard of God? What do you do with them at the judgment? When is the time to send Jesus to end all of this? There's appointed time to die. When do you decide that time for each person? Do you allow Satan to do the worst to one of the best? These are questions that only God can answer. This is why Job quickly learned this. This is what you and I need to learn as well. We can be too smart for our own good. We can put everything in a neat category and think we have everything all figured out, but we really don't. We must stop trying to play God. We must stop trying to figure out who's in heaven and who didn't make it. Our knowledge can make us arrogant, and that is dangerous. Secondly, when God spoke to Job, there were things that he didn't say. For instance, God never told Job about Satan and the conversation they had at the beginning of this book. God never promised Job that things would turn out and get better. They do at the end of the book, but God never said it, at least not here. God never told Job that he was doing a good job with all the suffering. At the end, God would say that Job had spoken rightly about the Lord, but not here, not among these questions. God did not give Job a pass for the things he said. The rapid-fire series of questions that God asked to Job are humbling. It's to show that you live in one little puzzle piece in this giant world, and you do not see, understand, or comprehend it all. You, Job, are not equal. You, Job, are not in a position to understand what is happening. You, Job, need to trust and believe. We do well to walk through those questions of God. I've read commentaries who concluded from Job that we can throw any attitude, shout, scream, question, even demand from God. They see God allowing Job to do that and get away with it. My thoughts are these writers don't understand this book at all. God's not allowing Job to get away with these things. These questions are enough to make Job put his hand on his mouth and realize that he has spoken out of turn. He has talked way too much. If we really got the book of Job, we would not ask, whether in anger or fear, why God? He doesn't owe you an answer. You probably couldn't understand it even if he was to tell you anyway. But greater than this is understanding that God is not responsible to us. He's doing fine long before you and I ever came along. I've heard people proudly say in a Bible class, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God why this happened. Really? With such arrogance and misunderstanding of your position in the holiness of God, you just might not make it to heaven. And if you did, you won't be asking God with the expectation he has to tell you the answer. That won't happen at all. Just think about that mountain goat. The trouble with the love of God and Jesus being our friend is that we can start to believe that we are equal with God. We can think that we're such buddies with God that he's going to share some inside secrets with us and he'll tell us anything because we are just that close. Wrong. It's time to climb off that throne and realize that he is God and we are not. I have a little mountain goat figurine on my desk. Looking at that helps me remember that I do not know as much as I think I do, and God is God, and I need to watch what I say and honor him, even when the way is tough. It took God asking a handful of nature questions to get Job to see that. What's it going to take for you and I to see it? Thank you for listening.